Councillor Deirdre Hargey is the chair of the South Belfast Policing and Community Partnership. What have you been able to try to do, Deirdre?
Well, we have convened after listening to traders and I suppose young vulnerable children in the city centre, Stephen. We convened a multi-agency meeting just back in January of this year, and that brought together all the agencies that would work in health, mental health, drug enforcement, work from the PSNI, etc., together to try and have a coordinated response, because there's different levels in dealing with this issue. And I can completely empathise with the First Lady, and I must add, if she can make contact with us directly, I would be more than happy to meet with her, Stephen. But, you know, she's not the only parent, and I recognise that as well. Since then, I mean, the action that Belfast City Council took, it is the Misuse of Drugs Act and also the Medicines Act, but we actually took it under the Consumer Protection legislation, where the court has ruled that the products were unsafe because they couldn't prove within the product there wasn't the proper labelling to say that they were safe for consumers. So that has been a landmark case here within Belfast, and we're encouraging other councils to take similar action.
So what does that mean, though? If that is a breakthrough, what does it mean? Does it mean these shops aren't supposed to sell it, or what does it mean?
It means that the products could have been confiscated because the judge had ruled that they were unsafe. They didn't have proper labelling to show that they were safe to be sold to the public. Now, since then, we are in the process of considering further legal action against one particular establishment that continued to sell these substances. As was put earlier, when we took the initial enforcement action back in November of last year, there were five shops that we were aware of in the city centre that were selling these. Four gave over their substances voluntarily to the council, and one refused to, and that's where the court action took place. So this is a breakthrough. But indeed, we need to deal with the problem holistically, because if you do remove this source, and it would be great if we could have this cut at the source, these young people are vulnerable young people, and there is the danger that they will move on to other substances. And through the multi-agency approach, we've been working with FASA, Falls Community Council, Opportunity Youth, Probation and Youth Justice Agency, to try and get a coordinated response where we can identify these young people, see their vulnerabilities, and trying to see what kind of care packages that they should get.
So what do you do about the online supply of this, which you can't restrict?
Well, that's where we're working, and we did bring a notice of motion, and we're glad now that the Health Minister, you know, has taken this issue serious in contacting Westminster. Part of this is a reserved matter, and it does take a lobby from the Assembly to actually try and enact change. And they do need to look at cutting this at the source. Some of the issues that they've done within the 26 counties in Ireland was that the supplier of these products actually had to prove that the products were safe. And obviously they couldn't do that. And that's what kind of cut the source in the south of Ireland. We need to look at innovative approaches in terms of dealing with this.
Deirdre, thank you.